Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Colorectal cancer is one of the most common cancers here in America. It's estimated that about 6% of adults will develop this cancer in their lifetime, and half of those will die from it. The risk of colorectal cancer can be reduced by screening. We certainly have covered lots of articles looking at different approaches to screening and recommendations. There's also been a fair amount written about the primary prevention of colorectal cancer. Among the protective agents that have been proposed are aspirin and other NSAIDs. The evidence for protective effect is substantial. It's based on both animal models and some intervention trials of NSAIDs in patients. Of course, anytime you introduce NSAIDs, you also introduce a risk of bleeding, and it may be that this is dose-dependent. You found a great article, a good summary, published in the British Journal of Surgery 2023. It starts on page 1691. It attempts to answer a very simple, very basic question. Does aspirin prevent colorectal cancer? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a well-done network meta-analysis. And they did a network meta-analysis because they wanted to not just look at aspirin of any dose versus placebo, but they also wanted to compare low, moderate, and high doses of aspirin to each other, as well as to placebo. So they searched all the usual suspects in terms of databases, and they were looking for randomized trials of aspirin that reported as a primary or secondary outcome colorectal cancer incidence. As you said, this has been a theory bouncing around for quite a while that some of these anti-inflammatory agents might reduce the incidence of cancer. So they found a total of 13 publications, which reported the results of 11 separate studies with over 90,000 participants, and most were at low risk of bias, so a fairly large, reliable data set. Patients took aspirin for an average of about 4 years, and then the mean follow-up interval was about 10 years. So that's probably long enough to have a meaningful effect. So overall, colorectal cancer incidence was a bit lower for any aspirin use than for control or placebo. The odds ratio was 0.89. It was just barely statistically significant. The number needed to treat was 930. So for every 930 people who took aspirin for 4 years, you had one fewer cancer. But when they looked at dosing, the high dose group, which was in two studies only, had by far the greatest effect in preventing cancer compared with no aspirin. The odds ratio was 0.69. The NNT for this was only 60. So that's much lower than obviously 930. They didn't find any significant heterogeneity in the data. Nerd alert, if you have only a few studies, the I-squared that they use to assess heterogeneity is not at all reliable, but we'll take their word for it. In terms of harms, which is obviously important as well, they found evidence of reporting bias and significant heterogeneity in the data. Overall, they concluded that participants had more bleeds or ulcerations or both if they took aspirin. The number needed to treat to harm was 61. Aspirin risks increased in a dose-dependent manner. If you looked at just that high-dose group again, their number needed to treat to harm was only 27. So bottom line, in this network meta-analysis, the participants taking aspirin had low rates of colorectal cancer. Those taking at least 500 milligrams a day, that's how they defined high dose, had the greatest protection, but they also had more adverse GI events. Since only two of the studies evaluated high-dose aspirin, you know, the authors conclude this wasn't super robust data. Would have been nice to see more than two studies. But if you look at it, look at the NNTs, overall, the trade-off seems to be about two GI events per colorectal cancer averted. So, it's interesting. I think I wouldn't recommend this routinely. It would be interesting to think about it. Maybe in somebody who has a higher than normal risk for colorectal cancer, they might want to consider this.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly have gone round and round on aspirin, it just in general, for lots of things. You know, there was a time not terribly long ago, right, when every man was recommended to take aspirin. That was low dose. That was 81 milligrams. This is the benefit you're saying is high dose of 500 milligrams, but it is sort of crazy making. I think your advice though sounds reasonable, which is that it's not ready for prime time for everyone, but
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, we've written about this before and published meta-analyses looking at more recent studies of low-dose aspirin. There's really no net benefit for primary prevention. It's important for secondary prevention. If there's some additional reason to want to take that aspirin, it may be worth it. But another thing they didn't report in this study was the impact of aspirin on hemorrhages or cerebral hemorrhages and bleeding, you know, bleeding hemorrhagic strokes. That is increased with aspirin long term. It's small, but it's devastating. And so, you know, I think that's another harm to throw into the mix with this. So you'd want to have a pretty good reason before you recommend it, I think.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you in a week.
Looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.